Sophos from last time, we mentioned the discussion of cosmetic surgery. So one interesting discussion from the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is, would it be permissible for a man? So he writes that perhaps there's a difference. Why? Because men shouldn't be interested in grooming or the like. So it depends. So this is an interesting discussion. Would we make a difference or not? There's what to say, but we won't get into it now. But just take a look at the... it's quoted by the Nishmas Avram. One other minor ara. So I was speaking to my brother-in-law about the sugya on Shabbos. And he said he was always astounded by how this tshuva relates to two other tshuvos from Rav Moshe. One tshuva is about dieting, and one tshuva is about blood, donating blood. So in terms of dieting, which is actually the previous tshuva, Rav Moshe was asked, are you allowed to diet? So why would it be a shaila? So obviously if it's for health reasons, there's nothing to talk about. The question is, are you allowed to starve yourself and torture yourself to look good? Why would it be a shaila? Because our Gemara says it's also to torture yourself. So maybe it should be usher if you're just doing it to look nice. Rav Moshe there is mechalek between two types of tsar. In other words, it's one thing to like... to torture yourself versus just not giving into your cravings and the like. But let's imagine you're mamish torturing yourself by dieting, as many dieters do. So then Rav Moshe says it's aser if it's just to look good. Now, it's an interesting hara because you're allowed to cut your flesh to, improve your looks. Again, we're assuming that Rav Moshe, when he was matir, the cosmetic surgery, it's only in a case where there's no issue of sakana. But leaving that aside, lemaisa, there's plenty of tsar over there, I imagine. Right? Surgery is a painful process. And still, that's matir in order to look nice. And yet over here, you're not allowed to even diet to look nice. So the answer that I thought of, and Tyler also said the same thing, is that, well, it comes from our Gemara. Why? Because when our Gemara, why is fasting usur? Assuming it's not achieving any purpose, fasting is usur because nikra chote, the nazir is called a chote. So memela, it's usur to starve yourself. And there's no heter over there. Masha'en kein, what's the isur of being chovel ba'atzmo? So you could have said the conclusion of the Gemara is that you're over on this Isser, the same Isser of Nazir being called a Chote. But what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says you're over on what?
Lo Yosef.
And Lo Yosef is Dafka Daf Mitzayim, like the context of the Psukim. Don't give an extra Malkos. If you did, when the Torah didn't obligate you, that would be Daf Mitzayim. So Nemeila, since it's only Aser Derech Mitzayon, if it's not Derech Mitzayon, cosmetic surgery isn't Derech Mitzayon, Nemeila, it's Mutter. Now, it's an interesting Chiddush, but basically that's what Rav Moshe seems to understand is the Mahalach of the Rambam. The Mahalach of the Rambam is, like we said, that without the din of Nikra Chote v'Blazar Kapar, then Taka, you would have argued that maybe the Svara of Pen Yosef, the Lav of Chayvel, doesn't apply to yourself. Once we know it's Nikra Chote, so then we're going to actually apply this Lav. But that leads to a Kula, Masha Enkein, with respect. That's still a little interesting. You could still ask, well, what about causing yourself pain from the surgery? Moshe's not concerned about that either because maybe you don't actually experience pain because it's anesthesia or the like. But that seems to be the chiluk. In other words, there's basically two isurim. There's the isur of generally being mitzayer yourself. The Rambam paskens that in Per Gimel of Hilchos Deos, like we saw, and then there's another issur of chayavel batzma, which is in Hilchos Chol Mazik. Now, that's all fine and good, but then there's another tshuva about giving blood. The shaila that Rav Moshe was asked about giving blood is basically giving blood for pay. And specifically in a case where there's no immediate need for this blood being stored up, presumably, so you're allowed to give blood for pay. Happens to be that it's, I think, not legal anymore to give blood for pay, but they used to, until the AIDS epidemic, they used to pay for blood.
And if you baseball tickets nowadays.
Yeah, they're sort of being a hoser a little bit.
I was getting emails, free tickets to give blood.
Automatic or like in a lottery or something? Usually they just give you cookies and apple juice. No?
Yeah.
They give you less apple juice than the blood you give. because you had all those people basically giving, during the HIV crisis, they'd give tainted blood because they needed the money to do whatever they needed to do, and they were messing everybody else up. But anyway, there was a time where basically they paid people to give blood. So Rav Moshe says, well, it should really be aser. And he says, well, maybe you could be matir for a different reason. Again, I'm sort of oversimplifying, not getting into so many of the details, but a different reason, because the pshat is that it's not really unhealthy to give blood. After all, we know Zman Chazal was healthy, and the Nishtama of the Metzias didn't change that much. So even if a Nishtana Matvayim a little bit, that they no longer recommend Stamazay letting blood. But I've heard that it's going back into style, at least in the world of alternative medicine. But it can't be that bad for you, so maybe it's going to be okay. But otherwise, that's the general Minastam, he would be Machmir. So this is a little schwer, because why don't I just say that this isn't Derech Netzayim, and therefore it's Mutter. Now what's interesting is, and I don't really know how to resolve this exactly, I have to think about it a little more, that Rav Moshe says, after all, we know that Sorech isn't a Matir, because he quotes our Tosfos, and our Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil, Tzadi Alef HaMabiz, Dibur HaMaschil, Ella, it says, when we read, in the Raya, Ella Sha'asar Lachbal Afil L'Toyrach, Kigom Isha, Shetavcha Al Roisha, V'chena Hi, Da'achas Da'amchem, Shaharegis Atmo B'Shvil Shun, Da'avar Shiyare, V'chen, Mekarei Al HaMezeh L'Toyrach, meaning to say, it's Zach Pashat, that you can't do it without a tzayrech, and the chiddush of our Gemara Dafka is, even though there's some need, maybe not sufficient need, but there's some need, it's still aser. That's good for the chiddush of our Gemara. Tzayrech isn't a hatter. So therefore, according to Taisfis, if it were taka bad for you to give blood, then it should be aser. Again, assuming that there's no issue of pikuach nafesh and an immediate need and the like. That's a different issue. We're not going to get into that again now, which is chol lefanechan. What would constitute pikuach nefesh? It's a tricky shaila for blood. On the one hand, you know, we know that the poskim say, well, going to medical school is not considered sufficient choli lefanav to warrant violating the isser, let's say, of kahuna. At the same time, here it's a little different, because there are plenty of sick people in need of blood, and even though there is actually plenty of blood available for, you know, they need a certain cushion to be comfortable that they're not going to actually run out of blood. So it's more complex in terms of what this would be considered. Would this be considered a chol lefanav or not? But leaving that issue aside, assuming that there's no issue of pikuach nefesh, it should be aser, because taisus is machmir. Now, that letzayach isn't enough. Now, the problem with this is that the tshuva by cosmetic surgery, he says, well, yeah, maybe you should aser it out tosfos, because tosfos says tzarech isn't enough. And he says, but we should really be matir it based off of the Rambam. And with respect to giving blood, you could have really made the opposite case. Maybe we should really, you know, he doesn't put it this way exactly, but you could say, well, maybe we should be matir it based off of the Rambam, because derech netzayon, but it's going to be aser because Taisva says Tzarech Zasim. So it seems like a little bit of a stira. Now, what Tyler suggested, which might partially answer the question, but not necessarily resolve the question, the issue of focusing on Taisus versus the Rambam, which is Rav Moshe says it's not simply that in the case of cosmetic surgery it's not Derech Nitzayon, but it's Derech Yipoy. Whereas the case of giving blood is not Derech Yipoy. It's true, it might not be Derech Nitzayon, but it's not Derech Yipoy. In other words, we need to be able to positively categorize this as something else in order to say it's not Derech Nitzayon. And that's especially helpful if you have the Girsa, which some have, as Moshe writes, not a Derech Nitzayon, but Derech Mizayon. Now, we don't have that Girsa. It's not even quoted in any of the Girsas in the Frankel, but apparently there's a Girsa floating around of Derech Mizayon. So you could say, well, this is Derech Mizayon, even if it's not Derech Nitzayon, as opposed to cosmetic surgery, which is neither Nitzayon or Mizayon. Assuming you don't have the Girsa of Bizayon, you just have the Girsa of Nitzayon, so you have to make a slightly more tenuous case, which is that lack of Bizayon isn't enough until you could recategorize it as something else. And so this, you know, you could have said, this isn't Derech Nitzayon, this is Derech Chesed, this is Derech Tikkun Olam, right? It's not Nitzayon, it's the opposite of Nitzayon. It's maybe Shalom Olam, so people won't die due to a blood loss. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe sounds like he still needs it to be Derech Yipur. There are other poskim who disagree, among them Shlom Zalman Auerbach, and this might be relevant to the question that I mentioned last time of the medical school students practicing on each other, which is when it's something that is so minimal that we'll say Mechila works. There's a famous story with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's daughter wanted to get her ears pierced. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was very hesitant. Argumar Paskins that Choyvel Ba'atzma was Aser. But at the same time, you know, I guess it's not so pasha to be Machmir on something that everybody's done for thousands of years. So there's different versions of the story. It is cited in print in a couple of sources, but he brought her to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, or he agreed that the question could be asked to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So there one version of this story in the Sefer Valeo Lo Yibol is that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach responded something along the lines of, I don't understand your question. By us, the boys have a bris milah and the girls have their ears pierced. meaning to say that it's an interesting question, why? But you can't be machmir about something that everybody was matir for thousands of years and nobody was potza peh. But the question still is, why? And the answer might be this point, which is you could say this is by definition not Derech Ne'itza. In other words, it's going to depend on the level of, there's two factors, but, you know, and several ways to say. One is that you have to, A, look at the what the benefit is and also what the cost is. And this is why donating blood, for the same reason, is also wonder. Because donating blood is, as opposed to, you know, you have to start thinking about other cases, donating a kidney or the like. Again, there it's different as well, because it's usually invariably pikuach nefesh. But donating blood is something that's so insignificant that when it's done bershus, it's not begeder chaval at all. So, and that's why ear piercing is also mutter. It's also mutter. You could just say it's derech yipoy and not derech neitza, but that heter might specifically, you could actually argue that that heter would be matir, ear-piercing and donating blood, but it wouldn't matir, let's say, cosmetic surgery, where you mamish cut somebody open and remove part of their body and then, you know, close them up again. So, yeah.
People pierce their very small daughters like before they're enough to like make a decision. So,
yeah.
An issue of, like, that.
Yeah. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I've listened to the story they say where she was 13. She wouldn't talk about it until she was old enough to actually want to do it. Yeah. So l'chayra, the pshat is that that taka, I held that way, that for my kids that way. Not that they have to be gdolos, but they have to be old enough to want it.
Probably hurts more though for them. If that's
so that. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. But like they have to be have enough das to make a mature decision to know what they, you know what's happening to them, and if they still decide to mutilate their body for the sake of their looks. So then we're not going to stop them. But, what?
They did?
So far, 4 for 4, that reached that age, made that decision.
Should come to Shear, maybe the next one.
I saw earlier that if you would be mochel for them, your child, and you do the five.
Yeah, so this relates to it. It relates to that Gemara that we saw that, but that was sort of the opposite point, that a parent has the, you know, as a role of the apotropos, has the obligation / right to look out for their child's, in that case, the busha that would be involved in being brought onto the slave market. But at the same time, you can't do it in a case where that will cause them a financial loss, and therefore you have to be mefais the kid. So it's a question over here. So, but... something to think about. Again, we could talk about this forever, but I think we decided we're going to go on in the Gemara, so we'll try to keep our word. Okay, but as I said, if it interests you, you should look at the tshuvos on this topic. They're really fascinating.
Where
we have Moshe. Which one?
The cosmetic surgery one
was. Igros Moshe, Choshen Mishpat, Chelag Bey, Simon Samach Vav. Samach He is the one on dieting, and the one on the one in about the Isser, or the potential Isser, again, he's Matir for giving blood, is in Choshen Mishpat, Chelag Aleph, Simon Kuf Gimel. Okay. So, the next sugya we're about to start. I talked a little about this morning in the Parsha Shir. So, how is it? Parsha Shavua, the sugya we're about to start. It was me who made it into a Parsha Shir, so it's a Pesha Azur, Pesha Etir.
Which Parsha?
Yeah, it's still Sunday. No? You'll tell me when you think about it. When it comes up. Before the end of this year, you'll have your answer. You won't need me to tell you. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tani Rabba Bar Barchana. Kameh Rav Rav Shuri Haragta Netiosi Katzatsta Ata Martali Lahargo Ata Martali Lakoitsitsai Potter. Amar lei, im kemel shavkes chayil chaberya, kol kamine. Right? Imagine I could go up and be mazik your thing. Right? I'm going to go and I slash your tires. And then you take me to Beis Din, say, you told me to slash your tires. Right? So that's a lo yitachin, that's an excuse. Now, even if there's no edim that I did it, and I admit, so there's an interesting question. Maybe I should have a migul. You see that the Rishonim deal with this, but maybe, and this is the way we paskin, even if there are no edim, it's not considered a migul. Why? It's migul keneged edim, or migul keneged chazaka. When we say migul makom edim here in the Rishonim, it doesn't mean mamish edim, because they say even if there's no edim. Rather, it means migul makom chazaka. What's the chazaka? The chazaka that people don't tell other people to be mazik, their property. And now chazaka is so strong, it's a chazaka that's a behavioral pattern. Chazakos that are behavioral patterns are sometimes even called edus. In second parak of Ksubos, right? Anan tzadi. So the point is, the Gemara Ksubos goes so far as to say, even if there's edus, it's tzadi shakri ninu. I don't know if we'd go that far over here, but the point is that it's such a ridiculous claim that it's utterly rejected, even in the event that he has an igu. So, Amar le Ismia, so perhaps I should erase this brisa from the collection of brisos that are accepted, because this is clearly a false brisa. Amar le, lo, you don't have to actually erase it, we can make a new kimta. Tetarge mas nisecha, b'shor ha'omed la'riga, uve'ilan ha'omed l'ktsitsa, will learn that this brisa is talking about a situation where it's shor ha'omed la'riga, it's supposed to be killed. What does that mean? Rashi writes that we're talking about a case of a shor shehemis. Now, one second. You're supposed to just kill a shor shehemis? No. Who kills a shor shehemis?
Based.
So presumably what it means, as some of the Mefarshim explain, is it's talking about Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the based in adjudicate cases, and Bizman Hazeh meaning even in Bavel, being done Dine Shor Niskal, but still there's the general halacha that you must remove any type of dangerous animal. Aser la'adam shigadol kelev rab esoch beso. If you look at the Gra on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, he's mitzayim that din. Meaning to say that this isn't even the formal halacha of a shor ha'niskal. Anybody who has a shor that's a murderous shor, even without a formal process of based in going ahead and adjudicating the case, b'chule b'chule, you must kill that shor. Now, that's why, if you look again at Shulchan Aruch, you could shecht it. In other words, since there's no psaka based in or the like, it doesn't come asim b'anas, so shecht it and eat it. So this guy, maybe he taka shechted it. And he was going to give it to you to eat. It wasn't, that's not the issue. Point is, that you have to be, get rid of the mazik, the dangerous object or animal. What about the other situation? Ilan ha'omed l'ktsitza. So here Rashi gives two options. One is asherah, so it's omed l'ktsitza because we know you must get rid of it. Oh, kol eitz hanot or shesharabim, umisyari shama yibol al adam v'yamas. So first of all, note, Rashi's yamas. Another thing we have to think about is, what if there's no concern that it's going to kill someone, but there is a concern it's going to injure somebody? Does this apply? Rashi, in both cases, assumed that we're dealing with a sakana of mavis. The shor was hamis, and this Elon is note to kill a person, so we'll return to that question as well. Now, if that's true, so then obviously the halacha demands that this tree be chopped down, and therefore the question is what? So the Gemara says the question is a totally different Shaila. It's a question of taking away somebody's mitzvah. How so? Yachimai katayimai. What's the taina? In other words, the owner of the tree is now suing the person who cut down the tree. Well, if the tree has to be cut down anyway, what is the lawsuit about? So the taina is like this: the amarle, ana ba'ina lamavad hamitzvah. He sued him for taking away his mitzvah. In other words, it's aser to take away somebody's mitzvah. Ad kedei kach, the tanya v'shafach v'chisa, misha shafach yichase, umay zibach zshachad v'kadam chaver v'chisa, v'chivo rab gamliel litin l'asar zuvin. Asar zuvin is an astronomical amount, 10 gold coins. So we'll discuss whether it has to be that amount, or this particular case was that amount. We'll get to that in a moment, but at least in that case, it's an astronomical amount. Huge. Right, so first of all, so we talked about a little bit this morning in the shiur, you see how valuable mitzvos are, and they should be. it's something you have to keep in mind. I was once at the table, and I asked my daughter to pass me the salad, and one of the other guests was Zariz, and he passed it. I said, you have to be careful. She could sue you for a lot of money for doing that. You took away her mitzvah. So we have to figure out also, would that be shayach to this halacha? So the point, though, is that in this Gemara, so what's the lawsuit about? The lawsuit is the following, that I have a tree that's omid lipo, I have a mitzvah upon myself to therefore remove it, lest someone in the Rishos HaRabim get killed, and Philip jumps the gun, and he does it for me. He's thinking, ah, such a good guy, he's using Makdim and the mitzvahs. I take him to Beis Din, I sue him for Asar Zehuvim. Okay, we have to find out whether we're going to have done these cases now also. We'll see that in Tosfos. I sue him for Asar Zehuvim for taking away my mitzvah. So what's the conclusion of the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say that if Taka, it's true that Phil stole my mitzvah, I hadn't asked him to do it then, he would be Chayv Asar Zehuvim, or at least Kafi Masha Yiru Hadayanim. But if there's no evidence one way or the other, I claim I didn't ask him, he claims I did ask him, so Hamotzi Mechaver Olavaraya, I can't be Motzi the Mamon, because people do ask other people, even hire other people, to do mitzvahs for them all the time. Even if the true value of a mitzvah is huge. But the reality is that people don't always appreciate the value of mitzvos. And therefore, it's not an unreasonable claim to say that Philip's claim that I asked him to do it is not an unreasonable claim. So therefore, Motz Mechaver Olaraya, should I wish to extract that money from him, I will have to prove that I didn't ask him. And otherwise, he is believed, or at least his time is accepted and based in, and he won't be compelled to pay. Now, one question we have to figure out here is a very interesting question, which is what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? And who is the mitzvah upon? I think we all know intuitively that you shouldn't have anything dangerous around, and if glass breaks, you should pick it up before someone steps on it. That's obvious. But is it a formal mitzvah? Or perhaps we see from here that you're chayv to pay Asar Zehuvim even for something that isn't a formal mitzvah. So that's one question we have to figure out. Another important question is, who is the mitzvah upon? We'll see that perhaps this mitzvah is derived from the mitzvah of makkah. So is the mitzvah to make a makkah? The Minchas Chinuch understands it's only the Baal HaBayis who has to make the makkah. Ein adam mechuyav lasos makkah b'vayish al acher. Emein Baal HaBayis oser makkah. Dichsev ki tivne v'chulei vasisa makkah l'gagecha, your house. Now, Rashi, so that might be when it's your own house, but what about in a case where the Rabin is in danger? So, what's the pshat? Is it pshat that only the Baal HaBayis is chayev? Or is it pshat that the Baal HaBayis has a zchus kedima, because it's his tree being known to Roshus HaRabin, but be'etzem, it's a chiv upon everybody. That's another thing to think about. Let's start from the Rambam. In Parak Aleph Halacha Dalet of Rotzeach, Yud Aleph Dalet of Rotzeach, who addresses the mitzvah that we're dealing with over here. Echad, after the Rambam, in the beginning of Parak Yud Aleph, talks about the mitzvah of building a makkah, and that's both the mitzvah saseh and the mitzvah slo saseh. The mitzvah saseh is the season makkah l'kavyach, of course, and the mitzvah slo saseh is lo sasem damin b'veisecha. The Rambam there writes, Echad hagag ve'echad kol davar sheish bo sakana ve'roi shikashel bo adam yamos kegon shehaisel o ve'er o bor v'chatzera o bein sheish bahen mayim v'chein ban mayim chayev lasos ba'en chulya gavo asar tvachim olasos lakisui kidei shelo yipo ba adam v'yamos. The mitzvah of building a fence is not limited to a roof. For example, if a person has a pit or a well, you must build a fence around the well, right? You have to build fences around swimming pools. And if you don't, then you're violating this halacha. V'chein kol mechshol sheyesh bo sakanas nefashos, mitzvas asei la'asiro u'lehishamer mimenu. Lizar b'davar yafesh and emar, sorry, yafesh and emar, hishamar lecha usmar nafshecha. Ve'im lo hasir, ve'niach hamechsholos hamevien lidei sakana, bitel mitzvah saseh v'avar alosasin dan. By the way, who has the answer to my question?
Alosasin dan mevien sakana.
That's not in our parsha. What is? Yeah. Yishamar lecha. Right, what's the mitzvah to say that the Rambam quotes? Yishamar lecha ushmor nafshecha. We read that yesterday. Anyone remember the context? Yeah. What a strange Rambam. What in the world is he talking about? The mitzvah to say? I would have said the mitzvah to say of building a makkah. What did Rambam say? Shmor nafshecha me'od. Right? Yishamar lecha ushmor nafshecha me'od. That's a very interesting source. Obviously, Rambam is understanding it as, again, sort of almost taking the pasuk out of context. Maybe we'll see. It's not. But the pasuk shot is, right? Out of context. Context is, there's a mitzvah. Take care of yourself. Yishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha. Make sure. Shmor nafshecha means what? Protect your nefesh, right? In other words, don't get yourself killed. And don't let anybody get killed on account of your property. And that's a mitzvah saseh. Shmor nafshecha me'oid. That's this mitzvah that you violated. Whew. So now, let's go back. Before, what's the mitzvah over here? Right? So let's assume for a moment that the pshat in our Gemara that your chayv asar zehuvim, if you cut down somebody else's tree, is because you do need a formal mitzvah sasei. And there is a formal mitzvah sasei, it's not just societal. And then I'll say that that mitzvah sasei, and the Rambam is telling me, right, this is what I first understood when I read the Rambam, below kol michshal sheyesh bo sakanas nefashos mitzvah sasei lasiro. It's talking about the mitzvah of what? Makkah. It's talking about the mitzvah of makkah. That's the mitzvah that say, the pasuk says makkah. So this is like we talked about on Friday, Thursday. I don't remember that sometimes the Torah uses illustrations, examples, to refer to a broader principle. The mitzvah of makkah doesn't just demand that I build a fence on my roof, but it demands something else. It demands that I protect people from all harm, or at least all sakanas nefashos. That's what you get, the impression you get from the beginning of this Rambam. Because what did the Rambam start with? Again, Echad Agag, Echad Kol Davar, Sheyesh Bo Sakana. It's not just Gag. But if that's the pshat, then why does the Rambam write this strange pasuk? Of what? Yishamer lecha ushmor nafshecha me'od. That's a different pasuk. It's a pasuk of Har Sinai. Now, first of all, we should note that the Rambam didn't make this up, that ushmor nafshecha me'od is talking about the obligation to stay healthy. The Rambam got this from a heretic. I don't know if that's a better makor or not. What do I mean, the heretic? Says the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. On Rabbanan, Ma'is Brachos Ed Echad, Shem Yispal B'derech, Uvas Sar Echad, V'nasam Lo Shalom, V'lo Yechziru Lo. So he was davening, and the Sar came in the middle of Minchah, and he said, Shulam Aleichem. And the Chassid didn't answer. Right? Chassid didn't answer. Now, interesting question, whether this is Medina or Midas Chassidus. We know Ladin that Malchi Ovid Kochavim were poskin, right? And it's a sakana not to. So we'll have to figure that out. We'll get back to that question in a moment. So the Gemara says, Lacha Shazim Tfilaso, this Tsar didn't kill him on the spot. He let him finish Shmona Esrei. He knew Parshas Veschanan. He said, "Shtein Teure, not that way." That's, of course, the pasuk we're more used to quoting. The lama lo chazar tzali shalom. In other words, im hayisi chotech es roshacha b'sayif, miaya tovei as damcha miyadi. You should have known. I could have killed you, Mister. Why didn't you stop your Shmona Esrei? I know it says in your Torah you have to be careful about this. So that's where the Rambam is getting this idea of Ushmor Nafshecha. Oh, so that's the thing. It's, I don't know, heretic. Whoever the Tsar was, he doesn't seem like that should necessarily be a good source of this, but maybe not. Maybe the Gemara is quoting it because he was correctly understanding the Pasuk. So he gave him a good taina. He said, Ilu lefnei melech bas v'dam ha'isa omeid, you're standing before the king. You're just a tsar, right? You're standing before the king. And then your friend comes up to you as you're talking to the king and says, Shalom. So would you respond? Of course not. So I'm talking to God. You expect me to respond? So you let him go. Nispayis oso asar. So it could be that the reason why this chassid didn't stop Bishmon Esri was he was confident that the Tsar would answer his question. That's what the Mefarshim is saying. But one way or the other, you see that the Tsar, at least, held this was a good drasha. So if you take a look at the Marsha on our Gemara, he asked this question. He says, Hai kra b'shichachas toira mairi. The low iron klal honey cry bishmiras nefesh adam atzmi sakana. That's the kasha of the marshal. So presumably the marshal understood that gemara brachos, as we don't learn halachos from a tsar. The tsar didn't understand the pasuk, right? So we can't prove anything from the tsar. But the Rambam apparently understood not that way. The Rambam understood that the tsar was basically correct. And the Tsar's interpretation of the Pasuk was correct. This Pasuk does teach me that you have to stay out of dangerous situations and prevent people from being in dangerous situations. The Pasuk is talking about that. The Torah Tmima adds that you might also be able to bring a raya from a Gemara in Shavuos to this effect. Shavuos daf lamed vav amud aleph, that the Gemara basically says you're not allowed to curse yourself. And the Gemara brings support from this pasuk, "Ushmar nafshecha me'od," which sounds like the pshat is that you have to not injure yourself. So taka, the pshat is that you see not just from the story of the tsar, but from the Gemara Shavuos that this is the correct interpretation of the pasuk. The pasuk is also talking about shmiras haguf v'hanefesh. It could be that the context of the pasuk is exactly this point, which is that we have to yisham elchar shvar nafshecha meod, and that how are you mekayim shvaras aguf on nefesh? Number one is making sure you're safe, and number two is pentishkach es hadvar masharau einecha. In other words, that is a manifestation. If you go ahead and you forget about Sinai, so that's, you know, just like leaving a pit uncovered and somebody falling in. Be that as it may, the Menchas Chinuch also discusses this. I think Be'etzem, there are two ways to read this Rambam. the way I thought to read the Rambam, I think Tyler said it this way originally, is like this. Really, the mitzvahs asay is what? It's still the mitzvahs asay of Makkah, right? Because look at the beginning of that halacha. The beginning of that halacha is that, how does it go? Not just a gag, but how does it? Kol davar, right? Echad hagag, be'echad kol davar sheyesh bo sakana. So, really, the mitzvah of Makkah is not limited to gag. In other words, when it comes to our Gemara says it's a mitzvah to remove that tree that's falling into Rosh Hashanah, ad kidei kach, that if somebody doesn't do it, somebody does it for the other person, he's chayav asar seruva. That's the mitzvah. So why does the Rambam quote this pasuk? To highlight how important this is, right? If you look at the lashon, it's a mitzvah saseh lasiro, l'shamer mimenu, zar b'davar, yafe, sh'ne'amar, yishamer l'chol, shmor nafshecha. In other words, what does he quote the pasuk in our parsha? It's not to teach me the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what? The mitzvah of Asiyas Makkah, like he begins this halacha, echad agag, ve'echad kol davar sheyesh bo sakana. But why does he quote this pasuk? This pasuk teaches me how important it has to be, because what does the pasuk say? Shamar l'cha u'shmar nafshecha ma'od, right? So he's saying, how do I know? Ulihizar mimanu, ulihizar b'davar yafe yafe. Where do I see that you have to be zahir yafe yafe? You're super duper duper careful about these things, about dangerous things. That's where he quotes this pasuk. In other words, what's the asay? Maka, I, this isn't a roof? No! Echad agag, echad kol davar sheyesh bo sakana. That's the way, that's one way to read it. The Minchas Chinuch doesn't read it this way. The Minchas Chinuch basically divides this halacha into two. The Rambam says like this. Echad, right, you sort of have to break up the Rambam. Echad hagag, echad kol davar sheyesh bo sakana, v'ayu shikasu. That's what, those are all examples of Makkah. Rambam says that Makkah isn't limited to a roof. Anytime there's a hole that somebody could fall into, like a pit or a well, so then the mitzvah of Makkah applies. Yeah, the Torah says roof, but roof is lav dafka. Anytime there's a pit. And then the Rambam Ke'ilo starts a new halacha. V'chein kol davar michshol sheyesh bo sakanas nefashos. It's like a tree. That's a mitzvah saseh. Which mitzvah saseh? Not Makkah, but what? Yisham alecho, shmar nafshecha. Why? Can't bring it from Makkah, because Makkah's dafka what?
A pit.
Lav dafka a pit, but it's a fear of penipol hanofel. It's falling into something and dying. Falling off a roof, falling into a pit, falling into a well, into a pool, all those things. But when it's just a tree branch, so then it's aser, the lav applies, right? Lo sasim damim b'veisacha, but the asay can't apply because the asay is makkah, right? You can't say removing a tree is a kim of makkah. So therefore, the Rambam digs up another mitzvah asay. What is that? Shmor nafshecha me'od. That's the way the Chinuch reads it. And I understand why he reads it. There's a number of problems, though. One is if you look at the Sefer Mitzvos, there's only one mitzvah sasei, right? There's no mitzvah of Yishamer Shmor Nafshecha Me'od. If you look at the Minyan HaMitzvos at the beginning of Hilchos Rotzeach, he writes there's an asei of Makkah, no separate mitzvah. Number two is that if you look at the Sefer HaMitzvos by Makkah, it says Meforish, that your Chayv Lahasir Kol Sakana. I can read it to you in a moment. So it sounds like included in Makkah is every sakana. Number three is if this is actually the makor for mitzvah saseh, should it be a mitzvah saseh? No, what should it be?
Alav.
Yishamer is alav. Right? And finally, there's no makor really for this source. I mean, like we said, the Gemara Brachos isn't really a makor for a separate mitzvah. Could you really bring that as a makor? So again, the Minchas Chinuch tried to answer it by digging up the Gemara in Shavuos, but it's difficult. So that's why I think perhaps a simpler read is to say that no, really the Asay of Makkah does apply to everything, like the Sefer HaMitzvahs implies. And he only quotes this pasuk of Ushmor Nafshecha Me'od to highlight why Yizhar B'davar Yafa Yafa. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, he spent a lot of time on this halacha because of the beginning of Sukkah. Ah. And he also thought, I just remember, I don't want to misquote him, but I think he also thought Pshat was like the Menachas. He didn't quote Menachas Sinach, so he also thought Pshat was that Mach is only by things that, it's like, he called it like dimensional, structural, like a roof or a pit.
Right.
And he was with Dai, I don't know, he said like, the fact that in the middle of this Rambam, you know, there's two dots that Frankel like sort of divides
yeah.
it up, he thought it was, you really learn, you're supposed to learn, there's like two different halachas. And not, it's not
in
a big
the introduction of the Frankel, they say that that really. The
yeah.
way that it's printed is, yeah.
Right, I mean, that's true either way. I'm not, even a way, in other words, I think even if you read it the other way, there's going to be reason to say that way. And that's because, you know, I do agree that this is a somewhat separate point, in other words. But it doesn't mean it's a separate mitzvah sasei. And again, the reason, I totally understand the basis for the Minchas Chinuch reading, including the two dots in the Frankel. He didn't have that, but he was machaving to it. But again, I think there are a number of kashas on that reading. Again, really four questions, and that's why I think perhaps another way to read it that would answer all four of these questions. You could still hold that this is somewhat of a separate point, but not ad kedei kach, that it's a separate mitzvah saseh. Or, you know, maybe going back to what we were just saying before by Chovel, the Atzmo, that that mitzvah, that pasuk is megala, that the makkah is more, should be read more expansively or something like that. But not to say it as a totally separate mitzvah, I say. Again, the raya from Sefer HaMitzvos is not muchrach, but I'll read you the lashon. In the mitzvah sasei, the mitzvah kuf beidalad, he lahasir hamechshoylim basakanos mikol moshvenu. In other words, the mitzvah is stated very broadly. Lahasir hamechshoylis. He doesn't say, hamitzvah livnois makkah. The mitzvah is lahasir mechshoylis, right? Then he writes, possession of Nakosal Savivagag, the Savivaboros, the Ashirma, the Hadoim Elohim, Kadesh Lipol Hamistak and Bahem, O Mehem, the Chain, the Makomas Hamasukanem, the Reuim, Kulam Yivnu, the Isaknu, Achisha Ruab Asakana, Ruiz Brafa, Sis Makalecha, Mazavri, Makam Sisay, fine. So I think the formulation of the mitzvah does indicate perhaps the way I'm suggesting. Namely, that the mitzvah is broadly, the mitzvah is, and again, that's a mitzvah of makkah, right? So the mitzvah, the Rambam does in fact understand the mitzvah broadly. He's not coming to be marba nu mitzvah saseh. Now, the Rambam agav, also, over here we have the same diuk as Rashi, which is siyesh bo sakanas nefashos. Both the Rashi and the Rambam both stress that the mitzvah is stated with respect to Sakanas Nefashos. Rashi says, Shalalipal Adam Yamos. It's also in Sefer Mitzvos. In Mitzvos Losase, he writes, Kedei Shalal Yamusu Bahem Bnei Adam. Again, a stress of Sakana. The Meiri and Bava Kama Daf Nun Aleph brings a raya to this from the halacha, actually. The halacha is that you don't have to put up a makkah if it's less than 10 tefachim. Right? Let's say you have a roof, probably not going to be a roof that's not 10 tefachim, but a patio, a porch, something like that. This porch is 9 tefachim tall, so there's no mitzvah to put up a makkah. Obviously, a seichel ayasher, we don't like people to break their legs, even if there's no concern that they'll die. But in terms of the formal mitzvah of the makkah, it doesn't apply. So now, if you hold that the mitzvah is to get rid of all danger, even if it's not Sakanas Nefashos. So we already know that less than 10 tefachim, there's no chshash misa, but there is a chshash nezek, and still the mitzvah makkah doesn't apply. So, and the Meiri is medayik this, I think, from the lashon of lo sasim damim beveisacha, damim meaning death. You could be daicha deraya from the halacha, because you could say, no, when does the din of makah, namely asar tfachim, apply? That's when it's a sakanas nefashos. Right? Let's imagine a person says that I am monea the sakana without a makah of asar tfachim. Somebody once asked me the shaila that somebody did renovations on their home and they built a banister for the second floor, and it wasn't 10 tefachim, at least according to some shittos. So it would have cost a lot of money to renovate, to add to your banister, once it's built already at least. And that being the case, so at least he was told there's no sakana, nobody's going to fall over this banister, right? But so there's no sakana, but there's still the formal mitzvah. So then you have to figure out exactly what the shear is and the like. The point being that, and that, by the way, even if you read the Rambam like the way we're reading, is going to be the difference between the first din and the second din in the Rambam, right? The two dots, as you put it, right? The nafkamina is, with respect to the first din, you need a fence of 10 tefachim. With respect to the second din, of any danger, even non-structural dangers, so the mitzvah of makkah is there. It's just that you're not chayv to build a makkah. In other words, it'll be enough to put up a yellow cone or to put up some other, anything that's going to work. Once it's not a gag or a bore, so then all you have to do is be mesir the sakana. Whereas once it's a gag or a bore, so then you have to. Once it's structural, you have to. That's true even if you don't think it's a separate mitzvah sasei. In other words, there is still a nafkamina by the two dots, even if you say it the way we're saying it, namely that it's not a separate mitzvah sasei. It's just that there's two dinim. When it's a gag, so then there's formal dinim, ten tefachim. When it's not, so then not. Then what do you have to do? All you have to do l'maisa is make sure that nobody's going to get hurt. But anyway, so that's how you could be doing the rai from the Meiri. You could have said from the Meiri that no, actually the mitzvah does apply even if it's a non-sakana. It's just that when it's a non-sakana, so then you don't need a formal makkah, anything that gets rid of that danger to harm. Now,
isn't Rama here mashmah only mazik in Hilchos?
So in Hilchos Rotseach, he does mention death like Rashi. In Sefer HaMitzvos, though, it's a little more broad. Like we said, it's Lahasir HaMechsholos V'Sakanos. You could read that as Mechsholos and Sakanos. Now, you have to get rid of both a Mechshol, which is a non-Sakana, as well as a Sakana.
I'm thinking Ar, Chol Mazik.
Yeah, what's the Lashon Chol Mazik?
He says, the Ilan Shu Omeid Ketzitzim Teishu Mazik et Arabi. And sure, it's only Mazik et Abriyath also.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Good. So I want to get there in a second. But L'chayra, saying a good raya, and that would be consistent with what he writes over here, right? What he writes over here. So from the halacha in Hilchos Roitzeach, I don't know if it's muchach. I mean, Sefer HaMitzvos. Because he could mean when he writes mechsholim and sakanos, what does he mean? You know, mechshol sheish b'am sakana. But anyway, the Sefer HaChinuch, though, is pretty explicit. At least the mitzvah is shaykh even for hezek shein bo sakana. The lashon is shelo. This is tuf kuf mem zayin in the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo laniach hamechshaylim v'hamaykshim ba'artzoseinu uvivateinu kidei shelo yamusu v'lo yazuku ba'am b'nei adam v'alzeh ne'emar v'lo yisasim damim b'veisecha. It's not as clear by the mitzvah saseh, although it might mean that also. There he writes, Asir mecholim v'han negafim mikol mashkunoseinu v'alzeh ne'emar v'lo yisasim damim b'veisecha. Fine. But anyway, at the very least, from the Sefer HaChinuch, you definitely get the impression that it's not limited to that. Now, it's an interesting Shaila. Let's say this happens to you. Okay, you have a tree that's, you know, hanging, you know, onto the Rosh Hashanah. Somebody might get killed. Right? There's a thunderstorm. Your tree half falls down. Now it's dangerous. It might fall on. So, okay, obviously, you're going to cut it down, right? You make a bracha. So, first of all, do you make a bracha on a maka? So, you do. The Rambam writes explicitly. It's interesting in the Shulchan Aruch, I think, by the halachos of maka, that it doesn't mention it, but we assume, because the Chachuva brings it down, Chayadam, that you do definitely make a bracha for building a maka. So, this might get back to that question, right? What bracha do you make? Bracha ta Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kitanu Zetzav V'Tzivanu La'asos Maka. So, if that's true, and if, according to the Rambam at the very least, we'll talk about what about if you're not building it, if somebody else is building it, could you make the bracha of Sherkishan Mesosav Tzivanu Ala Sias Maka? We'll get back to that in a moment. But let's say for the moment that you're gonna actually be cutting down this tree. So, do you make a bracha? So, this is an interesting question. Because definitely the law applies. That's where we're dying from the Rambam, that the law applies. The question is, does the assay apply? And this might get back to the question of how you read the Rambam. In other words, there's an afkamina between the Minchas Chinuch's reading of the Rambam and our reading of the Rambam. Before there wasn't an afkamina in the sense that everybody agrees you definitely have to do this, right? Okay, is it a separate law of Ushmar Nafshecha Me'od, or is it a mitzvah asay v'asiyas maka, right? But if you assume, like the Minchas Chinuch, that it's a different mitzvah asay, so obviously you can't make the bracha of al asiyas maka, or la asiyas maka, whatever the bracha is going to be. So that's an interesting shaila already. And even if you're going to say it's the same lav, right? Lo sasim damim v'vesecha, surely the same lav applies. But you probably don't make a bracha on a lav, right? So l'chayra, it's going to depend on that Rambam. You could argue that even if you don't read, so certainly according to Minchas Chinuch, you're not going to make a bracha, I think. You could argue that even if you read like we were suggesting, you wouldn't make a bracha because it's still not an asei miyuchades. In other words, once it's so global, you know, the mitzvah asay is to get rid of dangerous things, so then you need an asay miyuchades to make a bracha. So when it's a roof with a maka, then you should do it. But otherwise, you shouldn't.
And why? Meaning,
and that's the psak, by the way, of the Chayat. It's quoted also by the Pesachei Tshuva over here. Simen Tav Chav Zayin in Choshen Mishpat, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Chayadam, who writes, Davka ba'osa maka l'gagol mevarech, aval ba'osa chulya o kisui l'boro ena mevarech. Now that's going one step further. In other words, if you're going to go ahead and say that the basis of this is the Minchas Chinuch's reading of the Rambam, so then you might have said that anytime there's a boar, and there's definitely a kiyum of the mitzvah saseh, so you should have to do it. So the Chai Adam is going further. The Chai Adam is saying what I was sort of saying in my reading, which is you still, even according to my reading, that it's a mitzvah of maka, you still wouldn't make the bracha. And that's what the Chai Adam is saying. Even if there's vadai a mitzvah of maka, like there's a pit, but it's only when it's maka legagecha that you'd actually make the bracha. So if you have a pit and you're making a maka, then he says you wouldn't. So that's an afkamina. Somebody who builds a fence around their swimming pool, so should they make a bracha? Should they make a bracha?
So
the Chayadim says you would make a bracha. Exactly.
He says you would.
Would not. Now, But if it's a, you know, your house, or mer peset, so then you would. Or l'chora, a second floor railing, I think you would, even on chayadim, though not on a stairs. There's a discussion of that, but there's the sefrei excludes a ramp and maybe stairs as well, but the chayadim says from a makkah. Yeah.
Just that same chayadim, the same shurat where he said that, because the Gemara says one of the nothing is of whether house is dal or dal, but is makkah.
Right.
So the question is, but how is a house under 4x4 any worse than a hole or a swimming pool? Why would that not be makkah? So he thought based on chayadim, maybe even off the 4x4, even by a house, you wouldn't need a bracha. Not only by a swimming pool, it's even by like a structure that seems like a house, if it's not dal or dal or dal,
it's before
it's so sure. Well, except for the Gemara's mashma, you wouldn't need a makkah at all.
Right. So it's pasha,
that can't be true, because based on the Rambam, it can't be true.
Right. So therefore, you say what?
The pshat is that a bracha.
That the pshat is that you're pater from the bracha.
That's the bracha. So even like
right.
So
if you read the, you know, once you're going to go ahead and read the Rambam, like the Minchas Chinuch at the very least, we won't say for Vtorsky, so then it's pashat. There's the nafkaminas for the bracha, but there's two nafkaminas. Number one, the nafkamina is going to be what mitzvah saseh it is. Okay, that's not a nafkamina, but that's an important question. But what I'm saying is that there's also a nafkamina, what you would need. Do you need dafka amaka? So once, it's not a bias, like the Gemara says, you're pater from maka. So what do you need? You need to make sure that it's not dangerous. Whereas, so if you could do this with less than a makkah, right? You'd do something which halachically wouldn't constitute a makkah, but still would effectively prevent somebody from danger, right? So then that would be okay, right? Let's imagine your house is surrounded by very soft sand and grass and the like. So anyone who falls off, it's not going to get hurt. There's trampolines around your house. I don't know. So cushions, right? You say, you know what? Instead of building a makkah, it's hard to build a makkah. I'm going to just get cushions. And so no, but you fall, it's going to be a nice soft landing for anybody, right? So if it's a din makkah, like it's a bias, so then it's not enough. You know, the Torah says it's not enough to just get rid of the danger. You need a makkah. Whereas once it's not, so then you just need to get rid of it. So bracha would be a nafkamina. This would be a nafkamina. Okay. Now, is an interesting question that comes out from our Gemara, which our Gemara says basically, if somebody goes ahead and does it for you, removes this tree or builds the makkah or whatever it is without your permission, so you could sue him for asar zehuvim. So, are you allowed to ask somebody else to do it? So maybe you'll say, okay, you know, you shouldn't. Mitzvah bo yosem mi b'shlucho. But maybe not. Because shlucho, maybe there's no shlichos here. Who says shlichus works? Mitzvah shebegufo. There's no shlichus. Maybe shlichus doesn't work. Now, again, obviously, if you don't know how to do construction, it's probably not a good idea to build your fence, in such a way that yifal anofal mimenu. But let's imagine that that this is something that you could do.
Why would you miss a bit goof more than like scissor or anything?
Okay. So first we have to figure out what the gedder of the mitzvah of kfiyas mezuzah is. But what I'm pointing out is like this. If it's not a mitzvah shibagufo, if you could do it, so would you say shlucho shaladun kamoso here? In other words, what is the mitzvah? And one of the reasons why this is such an interesting question is because the Gemara assumes that if somebody else does it for you, they're chayav asar zehuvim. Now, on the other hand, if you tell them to do it, again, what is that? Did they just lose the mitzvah? Did they lose the mitzvah, or did they just lose, you know, mitzvah by Yosef and Yubi Shlucha? So if you take a look, the Minchas Chinuch deals with this. Minchas Chinuch says that you need Shlichus, but Shlichus works. In other words, we won't say, on the one hand, that it's mitzvah shebegufo, and therefore Shlichus doesn't apply. As long as you ensure... Now, what does that mean? That could be because he holds that there is Shlichus or mitzvah shebegufo, maybe he holds like the Ktzais. Or is it because, no, that this is a mitzvah that's tali and a taitzah, right? And therefore you're mekayim the mitzvah as long as it gets done. Well, then what about if you ask a guy to do it? Do you need shlichus, right? In other words, do we say, doesn't matter, you're mekayim the mitzvah either way, whether you ask a Jew or a guy. The mitzvah is a totzah-oriented mitzvah, so as long as it's done, it's fine. I ask a katan to do it, right? So what is it? So this is a big discussion in the poskim. There are a number of poskim. The Gveger, as I mentioned, the Minchas Chinuch, the Maharit al-Ghazi, who hold that if you have another Jew do it, so then there is shlichus, the Baal HaBayis is mekayim the mitzvah, but he's mafsid the bracha, because you can't make the bracha on somebody else is doing it. Whereas, they say if you ask a guy to do it, so then you've not fulfilled the mitzvah. So therefore, at the very least, you should ask a Jew to do it, and if you want to chop the bracha for yourself, so then you should like find out if there's like you could do the last, you know, a certain portion of it. You know, just like people finish up the Sefer Torah. You know, you ask the builder, can you? Is there something like, you know, could you leave me the makah bepatish, and then I'm going to make the bracha, and then I'll finish the makah, and then I'll do it. So again, obviously, you shouldn't do that in a way. So the Machne Ephraim though disagrees. The Machne Ephraim says that you could even have a Gayish worker. Why is a very interesting Zach? Not really our sugya, but it relates to, it's also quoted by the Pisrei Tshuva over here. Yad Poel Ki Yad Baal HaBayis. This is what Tyler was talking about in the morning in the cart. That Yad Poel Ki Yad Baal HaBayis is a very interesting idea. The Gemara says that because Yad Poel Ki Yad Baal HaBayis, so that even though usually you can't ask somebody else to be Zoicha in a Mitzvah for you, because it's Ein Chav Ladin El Bifanav, Ein Chav Ladin, but still, so right, when you take away a Mitzvah, so you're basically taking away something that's his, but still, a worker could do it, because Yad Poel Ki Yad Baal HaBayis. So that says that that's even stronger than Shlichus. You might not even be able to make somebody a shaliach to pick up a mitzvah for you, but Yad Poel works. So therefore, if it's a gayish worker, you could even, you're mekayim the mitzvah, and then there's a shayla, further shayla, which is less clear, whether you could even make the bracha or not. All right. Let's see, we're out of time, and we didn't get to the Iker Zach. What I wanted to talk to you about today, primarily, was the din of Asar Zehuvim, and specifically the fascinating Shitas HaRambam here, and really it's kedai to look at the other Rishonim quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes as well. But I guess we'll have to leave that till tomorrow, the Rambam, the Rif, and the like. So if you have a chance, if you haven't done that yet, I recommend doing it. We'll also talk about the issues, special discussion of Mila, the Rid, very important question that comes up over here, very, very important question that all the poskim deal with on our sugya, the Shach, the Minchas Chinuch, the Beis HaLevi, which is, if, how important is it to do your own bris milah? And when you hire a mohel to do the milah of your son, how much have you not fulfilled the mitzvah? Is it now begadir mitzvah based in or not? So that discussion comes up in the Rosh and Arsugya. The Rosh and Arsugya had to be in Chulin. If you didn't see the Rosh yet, you should make sure you see it. Remember, we have the parallel Gemara here in Chulin. There it's talking about, it's not parallel, it's a different thing, but it might be parallel. It's Tysus quotes, the issue of Rikus and Azon. And so look at the Rosh over there on that Sugya in Chulin. He talks about what's the halacha if somebody else chaps the gris from somebody. Imagine that. You know, the So the Rush can, you know, conclude that there's a difference between if you steal it yourself or you're planning to have a moel anyway. But imagine that. You know, it's always hard for the moelim to get practice, because who wants to give up their baby to get practice, right? Who wants to be the first one? So usually the minhag is you first do your own kids, and then you like you get your siblings, maybe your cousins, and then finally you can be open for business for everybody else. But so this moel doesn't want to wait. You know, he says only girls, and so he's never going to get a chance. So he just figures out, you know, I'll chapi rein and do it. So do you pay a sar d'ruvim in that case? So that's what that question gets to, the very essence. And we'll also look at the ktsais, look at the shach, very long. But it's kedai to see, I think. So we'll do that also tomorrow. And then the final thing we'll do tomorrow, that's probably neder, is discuss the issues of special issues about tashchis with respect to ilanos. This is a very common halakha maisa question. It comes up, people have fruit trees in their yard, they want to knock down to make an expansion in their house, let's say. Are you allowed to or not? And maybe even if you're allowed to, it would still be dangerous. Shechus Puri. So there's a famous tshuva of the Yavetz. The Yavetz writes that even when it's mutter, like the Rosh in our sugya says, it's mutter tzarch l'makom. Okay, that's also a chiddush in the Rosh. But it's mutter tzarch l'makom. So I need the makom, right? So is it dangerous as well? See, the Yavetz says, of course it's dangerous. What's the raya? Shechvas. You think Shechvas was like a navaria? That he did it derech hashchasa v'adamish. So he did it because he was following Allah, and still he died. So maybe you see from here that it's dangerous even when you're following Allah. So in honor of Beit Yosef Synagogue, there's a tremendous Yabiya Omer on this, brings down all the shittos in the world on this topic. So take a look at that, Shaila.
Where is it?
Yabiya Omer. Tell you in 1 second. No, don't look at the Yabiya Omer.
No, I'm still working. He said, I don't know Yabiya Omer, so I'm still working on it.
It's not a raya. Mincha Saluzar. Anyway, Yabiya Omer, Chelak, Yeridei, Simon, Yud Beis. Okay?